Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Congratulations to Paul Reindel. Successfully picked the winner of the NCAA tournament in his bracket.
How about that?
So how much did you win? Did you win the big pool?
No.
Not even close.
I think I finished like 24th.
That's what happens when all the 200. One seeds make it. There's a lot of people who pick Florida.
There were 23 other brackets that had Florida as well.
I heard I did okay in Scraby's pool that he did, but we don't do it for money, so I don't even check it. This bit of like pride on the air, I'm not doing it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Ben hit me up this morning to do some golf masters picks with Scraby and Ello, and I said, how much? And he goes, nothing, just for pride. I go, well, no.
I texted Ello. I said, we're going to have some money on it.
Yeah,
I said,
need the juice.
I said, I'll talk him down to 20 bucks. But
20?
Yeah.
Boring.
I just don't want to overcommit those guys in the afternoon.
I'll flip quarters with you right now for 20
I know
bucks.
I know you will.
Let's go. You have a quarter on you right now?
I don't.
All right, come on. I have a nickel.
Flip some cryptocurrency.
All right, $5.
$5?
$5. Heads or tails. Oh. You call.
Hold on.
Ready?
Let me get my $5
out. Get your $5 out.
All right, here's my $5.
Here we go.
$5. All right, I will call heads.
It is heads. Damn it.
Yes.
Ah.
There you go.
All right.
Double or nothing.
Fine.
Double or nothing.
All
here
right.
We go.
Just
all right,
here the we go. Double or nothing.
Give it back. Recount. Recount.
This
give
is
it back to me. All right, I get to call
you
it now.
You
spin it.
All right.
Yep.
Tails.
Tails.
Yes.
All right. So give me.
All right.
Now
I got to
double.
Now
I got to
do best out of three.
You got nothing.
No,
best
I got
three
nothing.
Back.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100.
Money back.
My money back.
We're good. All right.
See, I need the juice, man. I need the juice. That's what I need. Not a pride. Like, hey, everybody, I beat Chris Ello on my Masters pitch. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. $50.
No.
Too rich for your blood?
I don't know. If Ello and Scraby say it, we 40. Can do it. Or we can do 50 like for the whole, all four majors. We'll do like a majors long competition.
Okay, I'm in on that.
For the season, maybe. That could work.
All right. I like that quarter flip game. That's entertaining for the audience, too. Get them at the edge of their seat. Who's going to win today?
The game last night.
Tune in tomorrow.
Had you at the edge of your seat at the end. I mean, it was Houston really dominated. I think surprisingly, I wasn't expecting them to look that dominant early. I mean, they were up about double digits and just seemed to control everything. I mean, Walter Clayton Jr., who was the all-everything player of the tournament, did not even score until 5 minutes into the second half. This was going exactly the way Houston wanted it to go last night. And then the second half, things changed. And my dad, I was watching with my dad, who, you know, is as good, knows as much basketball as anyone, played in college,
basketball
played his
Steve.
Whole life, basketball Steve. And he was, you know, in the first half, they let him play. I think they only called like four fouls in the first half. And he goes, Houston will, they will take every inch of that. They will batter the other team and make the refs make the calls. And they weren't making the calls. So Houston with that suffocating defense, there's just nothing Florida can do. If the referees aren't going to call it, they're just going to manhandle you the whole time. And they did. And then in the second half, the referees decided, we're going to start blowing the whistle. They called like 26 fouls in the second half, and that changed the game for Houston. They could not just, you know, tear apart Florida. That gave them a little bit of space, and they started coming back. Clayton started getting his, and, you know, finally they came back and in the end took that lead and set up what was one of the more memorably bad endings to a basketball game you've ever seen, with Houston down two.
Stunning.
Chance to tie or win it. And then unable to get a shot off at the end, as who was it? Cryer? Who was the had the ball that jumped,
and then
but he knows if he picks it up, it's going to be a double dribble. So he has to wait. And it just was the final couple of seconds as their season bled off was just so weird to see.
In a way, it was like super heads up to not touch that ball, and at least
smart.
Anybody that's played the game, like you know that moment, you're like, oh crap,
sharp,
I'm about to screw something up.
Yep.
I'm about to travel. And you're like, what do I do? And for him to kind of like try to scream somebody away, a prayer.
But clocks, you know, the clock is just ticking. It's just you're down to
that
three.
Clock was like at 16 seconds, and then 10, and then. Four, and I'm like, do something!
I saw Chad Baker-Mazzara go up and down off the three-point line in the last game. Just he goes up, and you see him as he's hitting the ground. He's like, oh, no, yeah. I did it! Yeah. And it's exactly what happened. Except this guy, hands off. But again, you had 19 seconds coming down the court to set up your best play, your best shot, get your best look. To not get a shot off, their head coach, Kelvin Sampson, said, it's incomprehensible. I don't know what you attribute it to. Good defense, sure. But not so much defense that you can't get a shot and draw a foul.
You have to at least throw up a prayer. I mean, it might go in. You might get a rebound. You might get fouled.
If you go to the line, you can tie the game, you know? It was, like I said, it's a terrible by law, or by definition, it's a terrible ending. But it is an ending that you will never, ever forget. You know me with zero recall. In 3 years, be like, Woodsy, what happened in that Houston? I'll be like, oh, they didn't get a shot out in 19 seconds. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it. In the game of that magnitude, with that time to do the to get the inbound, bring it down the court, set up your shot. 19 seconds, guys.
You know, you hear Jesse Agler say it a couple times a week, probably, like, hey, just sometimes you come to the ballpark and you'll see something you've never seen before.
That's right.
That doesn't totally happen in basketball.
Good point.
And it happened last night.
Good point.
On the biggest stage in college basketball.
It would have been less surprising if somebody bounced a ball off somebody's head and it went in. That's less surprising than not getting a shot off. It'd be less surprising if somebody did a hook shot from, you know, mid-range and made it. Like, this made no sense.
I mean, Houston has gotten there. Like, to not have that championship, to get to that point last night, to be so close, the comeback against Duke in the Final Four.
Honestly, Paulie.
It would sting forever.
Honestly, with that much time left, they could have come down, gone for the quick two, try to draw the foul. There was
extended the game a little bit.
You could have squeezed five more minutes out of that 19 seconds.
Credit Florida, the defense was incredible, and ultimately, Houston won a game they had no business winning to get to the championship. They should have been eliminated by Duke if Duke had just done anything, you know, in the last couple, you know, five minutes of the game, they wouldn't have even
Houston's
been there.
Defense,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Again, but at the
they're
same,
they're one seed. They're not like a nine seed.
At the same time, they had no business losing that game last night. So you had kind of the opposite side of the coin from their semifinal game versus the championship game. And
like, I'm always going to be bummed that San Diego State lost a couple of years ago to UConn, because I don't know if and when they ever get back to the national championship. But they got to the Final Four, and they were a lower seed. They weren't a one seed. They weren't one of the best teams in America whole season.
How bad would that suck,
Houston. If that loss would have happened to San Diego State, I just I would be catatonic.
Like I said, you'd be staring at your TV.
I wouldn't be able to process. How do you not get a shot off? I mean, they got bodied pretty good by UConn, and everybody kind of thought they would a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and I was fine with that.
Really,
I was at peace with that.
Yeah.
I would be beside myself if I was a Houston Cougars fan.
I couldn't believe it, man. I just could not. And again, I really crushed my viewing. I watched the last 2 minutes of each game on Saturday, and I watched the last 30 seconds of this game, and it was literally all I needed.
I almost texted you, assuming you weren't watching, and being like, hey, if you're going to turn it on at all, now would be the time.
It was at kind of a moment in the Padres game, too. Michael King had a little traffic on, and he struck out one guy. I was like, all right, I'm going to switch over real quick, and then I saw the last play, and then I got back to the Padres game. But I don't know, man. It's hard to stomach. It's really there's no moral victories for the Houston Cougars this morning. Nothing. I can't think that they're like, hey, you know, it was a good season, dude. That's different. Yes, you made it, but like their coach said after the game, he said a lot of teams aren't built to win six games. He goes, we were absolutely built to win six games. I mean, it's a bad one. It's as bad as I've ever seen.
Well, again,
I feel
not
terrible
just,
for
not
him,
to
but
keep comparing to San Diego State, but they were a six seed or whatever. You know what I mean? When you have that one next to you,
yeah,
you absolutely should win.
You should win that
you
game.
You should win.
Yeah, you should at least shoot.
You have that expectation.
You should. You know what? At a bare minimum, you should at least take a shot with 20 seconds left in the game. At least take a shot. If it doesn't go in, you knew you went down swinging.
If there is a consolation for Houston, and there's not much this morning, it's that they're going to be really good next year again as well. Both ESPN and Sports Illustrated came out with their two early top 25s. Number one, Houston to start next season for both of them. SI had San Diego State at number 25.
Nice.
Right
on
the edge.
Maybe, yeah.
ESPN was just, they had others next in line, not in the top 25, but very close to the top 25 for San Diego State going into next season. So Houston will have every opportunity if they play well to maybe get back to the Final Four and have a next year, but how often do you come that close, brass ring, within your grasp, and you don't even get the shot off?
You don't even, I'm not going to say you didn't try, but like, there was no attempt. I just don't know. Was it a brain fart? What was it? Because the defense was good.
It was good.
But I mean,
you don't want to be the guy who takes the bad shot with 8 seconds
yeah.
left because you feel like you're going to keep getting a better one. So they kept passing to try to get a better one, and then they put themselves in just the bad
horrible
situation
position
in the end. And it
you can hear the announcer.
Like,
the announcer's like, gotta go. So, got him. Okay, all right. Oh my God, they're not going to do it.
Think about Lamont Butler's shot in the semifinals, though.
But he was so confident.
Well, he was, but I mean, he was within. Well, he was within about a half an inch of stepping out of bounds
yeah.
first, and then he was within a half a second of not getting a
getting
shot
off,
and it wasn't the. And he made it. It wasn't the greatest shot that you were probably looking for in that situation.
Florida leads it by two. Uzan gonna go. Uzan, give it up. Cryer,
give
six
it up.
Seconds, 5 seconds, short. He won't. He can't touch it. He can't. 1 second. And it's over.
Oh, wow. My God.
Mm.
You'll never forget it as long as you live.
Congratulations to the Florida Gators on their third national title. First since those back-to-backs they won with Billy Donovan in 2006 and 2007. There was a brief Magoon Gwath appearance in one shining moment. Block shot from the first four game.
Oh, I missed that entire.
North
I didn't
Carolina.
Watch it because I went back to the Padres.
I was mostly watching the Padres game as well, but thus ends the college basketball season 2024-2025.
It's over.
It is over.
It is over.
It is over. Still some basketball. Get the NBA playoffs still to get to, but baseball is now our focus, and we will get back to some Padres talk coming up this hour, including your updates on injuries. Jackson Merrill, Yu Darvish, and Joe Musgrove, the good day that he had yesterday in Sacramento. First, though, Don't Do This is coming up next, and one assistant general manager in Major
doing?
League Baseball.
What are we doing, man?
Definitely Don't Do This for the Detroit Tigers.
And then a moment on the broadcast last night, on the television broadcast, sorry, Jesse, that had me in stitches. We'll play that for you.
Coming up.
coming up next after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, I'll tell you about Prize Picks. Baseball season, I think, is the best season for Prize Picks. You've got every night, usually multiple games, multiple teams, different players, and plenty of different stats, because baseball is the game of stats. And what Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports where you're just playing with the numbers. You're picking more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, putting them in a lineup and winning real money, up to 1,000 times your cash with Prize Picks. Luis Arraez, more or less than 1.5 hits. Fernando Tatis Jr., more or less than 1 RBI. You can find all kinds of different options every single night on Prize Picks with all the games you are watching all baseball season long. All you have to do, download the app at prizepicks.com. It's really easy. And when you do, use the code KWFN to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's a lot of play right there to get you started by using the code KWFN and get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. It's daily fantasy for over 10 million members. You can be 10 million and one today with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this on a Tuesday, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't
leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info.
Hey, real quick, the last thing you heard on our show before we went to break was our traffic update from Kelly. I did just get a text. They sent her latest traffic report. There is major police activity on the North 5 at Claremont Drive. All lanes are blocked.
Ooh.
And traffic is being diverted to the 8.
Okay.
On-ramps are closed in the area.
Oh, my God.
So that's a pretty busy area.
That's definitely true. Okay, so it's weird because...
News you can use.
At Channel 10 last night, they had the same report. Sig Alert, Claremont 5. And then it was canceled, like, immediately. Huh. I don't know if there's, like, something weird going on. Claremont.
Well, if that's any part of your commute,
well, there was something weird going on in Detroit as, geez, dude. Sam Menzin, Detroit Tigers assistant general manager, actually resigned last Thursday, shortly before the team planned to fire him for improper workplace conduct. And apparently, Britt Ciroli from The Athletic talked to two women, said that Menzin, age 34, sent them photos of his genitals via Snapchat, where images are viewed and then auto-deleted. Both women said they received unsolicited lewd photos from him on several occasions, dating back to at least 2017.
How is this still happening?
It's still happening, dude. How? So they said, upon being made aware of the allegations, the club promptly completed an investigation. Before the club could terminate Mr. Menzin, he resigned. And then he did send in a text message to The Athletic. He was seeking a career change and moving home to New York to handle some family issues. He did not respond to calls and texts seeking comment Monday. Remember the Mickey Callaway story?
Yeah, who's going to be the Mets manager?
Yep.
I get that, you know, it's a, you know, consenting adults.
Yeah, if they want consenting.
If they want to send each other things. I just don't see it. I don't know why you would ever request it or unrequested, but certainly not unrequested.
Well, the thing that I've always wondered is because I, you know, we have plenty of friends that are female in the media, and they've shared horror stories with me. Like, you should see my DMs, and it's just bang, 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 one after the other, and you're like, what? That can't work. Like, not only do you run the risk of being outed and exposed, but, like, it can't work. Like, hey, how you doing? You're very pretty. Bam, here's that. Right? And then do you think the girls would be like, hell yeah. Great. Here's my number. Let's talk. It just, it's just a weird way to, you know, meet women.
Oh, this burner account in Billings, Montana.
Yeah, just sent me his
junk.
Home. Yeah.
Look at that. I got to get up to Billings, Montana. What?
It's crazy to me.
If someone requested it from you.
Sure.
Would you?
Sure.
I wouldn't. There's no way.
Yeah, my wife.
Even if my wife requested it, I would politely refuse.
Probably the last thing she would ever request.
Of course.
Hey, let me see that.
Even if she did, I'm just going to go, there's no shot I can take that I'm going to approve of, that nothing's going to look good.
Now, KG asks the question, has there ever in the history of humanity been a positive response to an unsolicited D-pick? I don't think there has been. Caitlin says, biggest turnoff ever. 100%. Like, there may be a guy in your DMs that you may be willing to give a shot to. You have a little conversation, then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he's like, check this out. You're like, whoa, I didn't ask for that. It's crazy. So he's the guy's out of a...
And what's the argument, like, in favor?
This guy's out of a huge
enthusiasm
gig.
And...
No. I mean, again, like...
A certain daring do?
No. You can be daring without doing that.
It's right.
Do you expect... Now, if a woman sends you an unsolicited topless pic, that's the difference in men and women. We're like,
it's a double standard,
God,
for
a
sure.
Huge double standard. You're all in. You're like, oh my God, this is great. You don't think any less of her, right? But if it's a man does it, you're like, bro, you're a creep.
You shouldn't be around people.
Kurt says if Ben would take a picture of his calves. That actually, now let's. What's the line there? Check these out, and it's just your calves. Is that offensive?
I
don't think it is. KG says, like, one would think if the strikeout rate is 100% since the invention of photographs, people would stop trying. Yeah, I'm 0 for 700 here. Maybe I try a new approach. Candid calves with Ben.
Only calves.
Your calves are spectacular.
Thank you.
They really are.
Thank you. right, here's an interesting story, because yesterday we were talking about how strict they are at the Masters. It's Masters Week, golf's first major at Augusta National Golf Club, where the membership is very strict with their rules, even when it comes to the people who attend the tournament, the patrons.
Yep.
And if you are lucky enough to get tickets to the Masters through legitimate, you know, the Augusta National, they hold a lottery every year to pick some people who win tickets.
Sure.
You cannot resell those. There's
Correct.
No secondary ticket marketplace. And if you are found to be doing so, you are in a lot of trouble. And this is what happened. And this story was posted, kind of a sad story. A guy on Josh on Twitter said he was supposed to be at the Masters yesterday. Instead, due to a baffling mix of fraud or a misunderstanding, I had my tickets canceled and I'm currently banned from ever attending. Again, he says he won tickets legitimately through the lottery and planned to attend with his wife, his brother, and a friend. He said, I didn't really tell almost anybody about it, but then just like a week ago, he received an email from Augusta National. They said, it's come to our attention. You listed your tickets for sale with a third party. Therefore, be advised, your tickets have been canceled and your name has been removed from future consideration. He's going like, I did not do it.
I didn't do anything.
Then he says, I found someone had made a fake Facebook account with my picture.
Yeah.
And saying that I had tickets and was trying to sell it. And he goes, I didn't make this. And then he printed it out and appealed via mail and dropped off a whole big packet, like, with his argument, but fell on deaf ears. Had no response from Augusta National, and as of now, not able to get into the Masters and is currently locked out of the tournament.
That'd be pretty tough, man, winning. Now, the only thing I could think of, because we kicked it around before the show, and you guys both said, well, wait. If the fake profile doesn't have the tickets, why would you run that scam? Like, if you say, hey, I've got tickets for sale, but I'm telling you, these things are such hotcakes, right? So few people get to go. You could probably find some poor sucker to send you the $1,200 or whatever you wanted to charge, the $5,000. Yeah, tickets are on the way. It happens all the time in the world of, I almost got scammed once buying concert tickets, you know, and I had to really double check and say, no, that this doesn't seem right. Take a picture of the ticket, right? And you kind of call them on it. But if you think you have the opportunity to get Masters tickets, there's a good chance you'll wire over some money and never get those tickets. How did they find out, though? How did a person, scammer?
How did Augusta National find out? Scan the internet for people who are trying to do this.
How did the scammer find out that this guy, Josh, had tickets? The only thing I could think about, there may be some way to hack in to see who actually won the lottery.
Maybe.
And then you go in for those and you start trying to sell their tickets
online. Or maybe he was trying to sell the tickets and he's trying to come up with this cover story on the back end.
He's trying to back out.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know.
Crazy, dude. Crazy. But yeah, they don't mess around with that third party stuff, which, you know, honestly, I feel like the third party markets are, they're the worst anyway, and that's where you just get price gouged. But I digress. This made me laugh so hard last night.
DD Mega Doo Doo.
Watching Mud and Don always brings a smile to my face. And when they get going, and listen to how clever and dry Don is as he's talking about his mini yacht to Mud. This made me laugh.
I do have some bad news, though, on the mini yacht.
What's that?
I happen to check. It's not going to bite you. I'm on the mini yacht sometimes, so you can take a ride. But the weight limit on there is 400 pounds. It says. So you and I both cannot get up because you're like 285-ish.
Easy, there, cha-cha.
Niner?
Easy.
The snort.
89.
The snort. Get every single time. I love how he starts just. I got some bad news on the mini yacht. Just laid me out last night.
89ers? 89ers?
Messing up my shirt.
So I don't think it's going to work. It's pretty good, doesn't it? It does. Yeah. It's very nice. Why don't you put it on? I don't want to scare the kids.
Those shirts are on very small, by the way. I'm going to tell you all you portly, husky fellows like us out in the audience. You get the XL. Fits like an L.
So, a question for you guys. I think the commercial the Padres made with Don on his mini yacht to advertise is so clever.
So clever.
Did he just really do that with his cell phone? Because the quality's really good. Or did they have like a Was there like a camera crew on there with him or on a separate boat?
There's a 400-pound...
Did they have like a second boat next to his boat that was shooting that? Or did he literally just go out on his boat by himself, hold his cell phone, and create an entire television commercial about the Padres Hawaiian shirt Motorola
giveaway?
Smartphone
cameras are unbelievable.
I know, they're so good now. And I couldn't tell if it really was just a cell phone...
Well,
selfie, and the audio's good too. I mean, they're on the boat, it's windy.
They're like
and stuff.
Movies that are made now on iPhone.
Don just signed that big fat lucrative deal. I bet he upgraded his phone
to the
best of the best.
But whatever, that it was very clever.
It's very clever. They're very clever guys, and they bring a lot to the broadcast every single night.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Mentioned it before, Padres currently in possession of the best record in baseball. First place. And I want, when we come back, I want you to guess. What was the last day the Padres were in first place in the NL West? Give you a, just think about it, and I will give you the answer, courtesy of our colleague Chris Ello, when we return with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And if you are living with chronic joint pain, I will give you the answer to your problems. Not Chris Ello. I will tell you right now. It's QC Kinetics. Call them today if you're suffering from joint pain in your knees, hips, shoulders, and back. You know, other joints as well. My wrists were what sent me into QC Kinetics in the first place. Also gone for one treatment on my knee. It is incredible. If my joints start barking, I know exactly where I'm going for the rest of my life. It's QC Kinetics. No drugs, no surgery, no downtime. The pain can get, before it gets super debilitating, why don't you call QC Kinetics today at 619-614-PAIN. Get back to doing all those things that I know you miss. If you're a bike rider, a jogger, a golfer, adult baseball player, whatever it is, get in there, man. I'm doing it. I'm having fun doing, you know, going to the gym, doing all the stuff I love to do again because of QC Kinetics. Free consultation, appointments in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. Find out how easy it is to get back to enjoying life without chronic joint pain. Now's the best time to get started by calling 619-614-PAIN. Let them know Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you at QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, any guesses on the last day the Padres held sole possession of first place in the National League West?
I'm going to say, just off the top of my head, June 17th, 2022.
That is exactly right.
Oh, my God. I am a Padres aficionado.
Wow.
Man, thank you.
I didn't know that until Chris texted to me. How did you know it?
I saw his Twitter.
Oh. So. I thought, I mean, you know, it's not that remarkable to spend a day in first place.
No, not really.
You know, it's another thing to be, you know, in first place on the last day of the season, or even spend, you know, a month or two in first place after playing a long run of good baseball. But it's been now almost 3 years since the Padres have looked up at the standings and seen their name on the top of the list. And it's a good feeling, you know, for however long it lasts. The Padres are off to a really good start this year at 9-2. And we started the show, Woods, by challenging someone in our YouTube stream who said the Padres are playing over their capabilities here. Get ready for the inevitable, you know, crash back down to reality.
Sure.
And I think we both agreed they're not playing beyond their capabilities.
No, I don't think so.
They're playing mostly up to their capabilities and are capitalizing and winning. You know, they're 4-0 in one-run games. They're capitalizing. They're holding on to close leads and turning decent performances into victories. They haven't played perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and look, you know, have they gotten a little bit lucky? Sure. A lot of teams get a little bit lucky, you know, and you're going to need some of that luck. They've also been a little unlucky at times as well. It's the nature of a baseball season. What I see from this team every single night, man, is really good effort. I really just see good effort from these guys. They make mistakes, certainly. They you know, Crony threw the ball away last night. Manny kicked one. Arise missed a play he probably should have had. They didn't let those errors snowball and break them, you know. And I've seen Padres teams in the past, and I know you have as well. It's over. I mean, we saw the head in the sand. It would be 1-0 in the first back in 2023, and you're like, I can turn this game off. I'm done. They are not coming back from down 1-0 in the first inning. Xander would kick a ball in the first, and the next thing you know, you're like, yeah, they're next thing you know, it's 6-0. And the team would quit. I don't see any quit in this team. And again, like, I'm not going to come in here and say this team is absolutely perfect. They're firing on all cylinders because, A, even if they were, I also realize it's April 8th. And we were anointing the Philadelphia Phillies last year. That was a team, Ben, that looked like it was built top to bottom, starters, bullpen, bench, starting lineup, to win 112 games. I was like, who's beating these guys? No one. They didn't do anything. You know, they did nothing, essentially. And it's in the course of a long baseball season, man, every team's going to have holes. They're going to try to find a way to plug those holes. And we certainly have them on our team. You know, we'll see what they do. But I'm very encouraged with what I've seen.
Yeah, I'm not getting out my anointing oils.
Yeah, put away the anointing oil.
Either. But at the same time, if you're gonna doom, and you're really good in that you say, I'm not going to tell anybody how they want should be a fan.
Yeah.
It's totally up to you. If you want to be a pessimistic fan, a doomer.
Well, I learned my lesson, man.
Then that's probably just how you would rather watch baseball and then be pleasantly surprised when they do win. You have some of that in you sometimes.
Sure.
And that's fine. But if you're going to doom on the Padres at 9-2, then how much are you dooming on the Dodgers at 9-3 today? Because they have absolute flaws been exposed.
Yeah.
Guys who are not performing at the bottom of their lineup. Their defense is atrocious.
Shoddy.
It's legitimately a concern.
Yeah.
Now, will that stop them from being a great team at the end of the season with as much pitching and power, you know, slug that they have on their roster? Will defense actually stop them from getting to where they want to go? I don't know. I mean, it could if it happens at the wrong moment. They have a couple of really bad defensive games. It could be costly. They've lost three times. You know, 9-3 is actually a really good start.
Good start.
That is also on pace to, you know, best record in baseball history as well. So, you know, I won't think Dodgers fans should be dooming. Padres fans should also not be dooming at this point.
It is funny to see them doom, and they are absolutely dooming. But, yeah, I mean, look, you know, you have a $400 million roster. And you've got Miguel Rojas batting under 100. You've got Andy Páez is honestly like he might be the worst big leaguer I've ever seen. He can't run the bases, he can't hit, and he can't field.
They say that he doesn't read the ball well off the bat.
That's like saying Ray Charles doesn't see very well. He sees okay, he doesn't see very well. He might be the worst big leaguer I've ever seen. I'm not kidding. And that's not just taking a shot at the Dodgers. He's terrible, man. He's not good at anything right now. Does he have the potential to be better? Absolutely. You've got Kike Hernandez in the starting lineup every day. He's batting like 091, you know. But then again, you got Shohei Ohtani. You got Mookie Betts. Freddie Freeman will be coming back. They're getting big pieces back. Will Smith is off to a good start. Like, they have holes there in L.A. San Francisco has holes. Arizona has holes. Everybody's got holes right now. The way the Padres are getting it done is just like I've said all year. It's just a really enjoyable.
Honestly,
it's an enjoyable brand of baseball.
The biggest difference for the Dodgers and everybody else remains starting pitching depth.
Yeah,
there's not many teams that can withstand. Yeah, throw Blake Snell on the injured list for however long, a month or two, and not even really bat an eye and be absolutely fine with it. Other teams, you lose a top pitcher like that, it has a trickle down effect.
It's dire, man.
It's not good. Padres would be in that same boat as just about everybody else.
Yep.
And Ohtani is a difference maker. I mean, he hit a 2-run home run off of Mackenzie Gore yesterday, but that was all Mackenzie Gore gave up in 6 innings. Held the Dodgers in check, 7 strikeouts. James Wood hit a home run, another former Padre, as the Nationals beat the Dodgers 6-4, handing that team their third loss in 4 games. And the Giants had their 7-game winning streak snapped last night as well, shut out by Hunter Green and the Cincinnati Reds.
Who was nasty.
8 2/3, 4 hits, a walk, 7 strikeouts, 2-0 the final. So that snaps their 7-game winning streak. So the Diamondbacks lost too. Zach Eflin of the Orioles outpitched Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks in a 5-1 win. So the Padres picking up ground all over the place in the NL West last night.
Yeah, it's exactly what you needed. And, you know, again, I keep my eyes on every single team in the NL West. I will the entire season. I really like what the Padres have done. I really like how they're playing. And there's a lot of confidence. I mean, Fernando coming up last night, ambushing the first pitch, hitting it right to the wall. I thought that's how you set the tone. That's how you do it, man. You barreled that ball, right? I was like, that ball's gone. But listen, the other guys stepped up last night. Guys like Jake Cronenworth with a big bomb. Luis Arraez continues to hit. Like, everybody's pulling their weight right now. It's not just a situation where you need Shohei and Mookie to carry you. It's everybody contributing.
Even the catchers.
Oh, bro.
Elias Diaz didn't have a great offensive game.
That throw? He
threw critical throw out at second base there.
It was absolutely perfect. Great tag by Xander as well. You know, Xander, again, is going to catch. He's catching a lot of flack early. He did hit the two hardest balls, I think, last night. Absolute missiles. 106 and 105 off the bat for him. That kind of shows me he's getting locked in a little bit. As far as defense goes, man, yeah, just, I don't know. I don't know. I think we need a better version of him right now. But again, at 9-2, I'm not going to say a word. Right.
I mean, he made a couple of okay plays. There was that one that he didn't get to that was slowly hit.
Yeah,
and
that
the throw
was
late, but that wasn't an easy play. I mean, Manny can't make that play every time either when it's not hit hard enough.
Yeah.
And Michael King was giving them such fits that they had those soft hit balls that there's going to be some infield singles. And, you know, yeah, he dives. I think you mentioned it before the show. Makes diving kind of plays and gets his glove on the ball. For some reason, it hasn't been going into the glove a lot of times. Those aren't errors.
Nope.
They're hit. They're legitimate hits. You just want to see a few of those taken away if you're going to have a top-flight shortstop defensively. Elsewhere in the National League, Cubs continued to stay hot after taking 2-3 from the Padres. They blanked the Rangers 7-0 behind Justin Steele. And the Mets improved to 4-0 at home with a 2-0 win over the Miami Marlins.
That's a team, you know, talking about looking at it on paper going, I don't know where they're going to get their innings from. Their starting pitching has been good. They've been really, really clutch. The Mets are playing really good baseball. Really, really good baseball.
All right, Padres did have some injury updates yesterday. We can get to those after Kelly maybe updates the traffic situation on the 5 next year on 97.3 The Fan. You know, not only did the Padres get the win yesterday, Woods, but they did it without one of their best players as Jackson Merrill sat out for the first time this season. And Mike Schilt had an update on Jackson pregame yesterday in Sacramento.
Mike Jackson not in the lineup today. What's the update?
Yeah, he's a little tight with his legs last couple of days. Just wanted to get ahead of it.
Cold weather related in any way or just... Over the course of the season.
I can't tell you that, Scan. I mean, his legs are tight. I don't know what it was related to, but, you know, we're trying to get ahead of it.
Oh, boy.
So, don't know exactly what caused, you know, and Kevin Acey reported it was kind of hamstring tightness.
You saw it first to third the other day.
Yeah, and I posted the video on my Twitter account because when he when Carson Kelly threw the ball away on the back pick and Jackson went from first to third, when he looked like he was running fine, but when he got to third, he was clearly shaking out the right leg and then kind of stretching it out a little bit in terms of it looked like, okay, something seems a little wonky with Jackson's leg. And so it wasn't totally stunning to hear the news today. Now, Mike Schilt hopes that it's just a day or two.
Yep, a little ouchy. Yeah, a little ouchy.
The great thing, you remember when you were 21?
Yeah, vaguely. The recovery is astounding.
Just astounding. You feel, I mean, everyone gets sore and, you know, gets hurt every once in a while. But when you're 21, you wake up the next day and you go, yeah, I feel fine. Can't even remember why I was aching yesterday. It's just gone, like, instantly.
It's crazy. You go out and abuse your body, whether playing sports or out at the bars, and you wake up, you're like, all right, I'm back on it. You know, splash a little cold water on your face, you're ready to go. A little different at 49. Everything hits a little different at 49. But I'm not too worried about it right now. He did look like he was at his dog's funeral last night as he was leaning over the railing, looking at the field like he may never get back there again. I mean, I was like, bro, you're fine. Maybe a couple of games, you know.
He was very healthy last year.
Yeah.
He seems to take really good care of his body.
He does.
Eventually, he's going to get hurt.
Sure.
Whether
sure.
it's a rolled ankle and he's out for a week, whatever. He's going to get hurt, and he's going to be the worst athlete in like Padres history at being hurt. Like Joe Musgrove's probably that same way.
He's
like
up there,
dying to get back onto this field.
He threw yesterday a light catch. I think he threw 25 balls and was very excited about it.
60 feet, but just light. Just like catch with the dad in the backyard.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. Apparently Nick Petta lobbied hard to be the one who got to throw.
Oh, that's cool.
With Joe. I don't know exactly why, but he said, no, if you're going to throw, I want to be the one out there. So, you know, Ruben was watching and just threw the ball 25 times. And Joe said felt really good. And the plan is just to do that again tomorrow and then again on Friday. And if that all goes well, then they can stretch that a little bit next week. And you know, eventually, I think like July, you might get back and start throwing on a mound. And, you know, that still will be a very slow process. If everything went perfectly, you know, Joe's idea would be get back in time for the playoffs where you can contribute maybe out of the bullpen for the Padres. That's a hugely optimistic time frame to get back in under 12 months. Only 5% of guys who have Tommy John surgery ever make it back that quickly. But it is within the theoretical realm of possibility. And Joe wants to make that his target, and so far, I mean, everything's gone well in his rehab and recovery.
Yeah, Brandon Lockridge filled in center field last night. Obviously, it's a completely different player entirely, especially on the offensive side. You don't really lose a lot defensively. Lockridge can cover a lot of ground out there. So I would imagine you see more of the same tonight if Jackson can't go. Listen, there's no reason in April to rush this thing. If it's you'd hate for it to be one of those nagging all year long. Oh, my groin, my hammy. He's got to be really careful with it. He is young. He will bounce back. Didn't sound like it was anything major.
Wesley in the chat doing some really solid dooming, saying a broken femur can cause hamstring tightness. It's possible. We saw we saw the stress fracture reaction, whatever, with Fernando last year, and that was a legitimate serious injury that hampered him and kept him out a long time. Let's not jump right to that conclusion with Jackson Merrill. And while Scan was kind of rebuffed by Mike Shildt when he said cold have anything to do with it, certainly the possibility of playing in 40-degree weather for 3 days is not going to leave your muscles feeling in tip-top shape after playing like that.
When Shilty says your name, that's when you know you're dead.
In trouble.
Which when you are, it's like your mom saying your name. That's Shilty's like, hey, listen, Scan.
I can't tell you that, Scan.
Uh-oh, that's like the alarm bells.
You play in the big league, Scan. You should know
you
better.
Know better.
Than
yeah, 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 Scan. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Hey, boy, did I stutter?
That dude's still he still terrifies me, man, every time. You just never know.
I can't tell you that, Scan. I mean, his legs are tight. I don't know what it was related to. But
shut up.
What else do you want me to tell you?
What you want to hear, tall Bob?
And, you know, and Shilt is going like, if I say something more specific and I'm wrong, then they'll blame me for giving out bad information. So I'm going to be very conservative in what I say.
Yeah.
If I don't know, I'm not going to say I know.
Yep.
So, and then also, Yu Darvish throwing from 180 feet now. So he's stretched way out, and if that continues to go well, his next step should be to get on a mound, hopefully, in the next few days.
Be a nice little boon for the team.
Then possibly onto a rehab assignment and back into the Padres' starting rotation, which, you know, possibly they could need another starting pitcher at this point.
I would say absolutely they need another starting pitcher at this point. How about three?
So, you know, mixed bag of injury news for your San Diego Padres. Little good, a little bit concerning, but mostly nothing too negative and a lot of positive as well yesterday.
100%, man. Huge win yesterday. Bullpen, you know, bended a little bit. Did not break.
Bended.
English major, by the way. Bended. On bended knee. Yeah, they don't say on bent knee.
No, that's true.
Yeah, they say on bended knee. Bullpen bent. Did not break. It was jarring to see Jeremiah Estrada give up such a nuke, but it's bound to happen to even the best one. Their bullpen remains incredible.
You want, if your bullpen's going to give something up, a solo home run's the one thing.
Oh, all day.
You're okay with
all
it.
Day
especially
long.
After
not a bunch of walks and crap like
after
that.
After you just gotten that extra insurance run from Fernando in the top of the inning. It was perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
And then Adam and Suarez closed it out. They have so Morejon, Estrada, Adam and Suarez have only pitched in wins this year.
Yeah, because of them.
Largely
because of them.
Sometimes there's weird stats that don't really tell you anything. I think that one tells you something.
It does.
That, you know, they get the lead, they put those guys in, they keep the lead, they win the game.
I think there's a lot of faith in the bullpen, in everybody right now from Schilte. And that's got to be a good feeling, as a manager and, you know, as a San Diego Padre position player. Like, all right, man, we get a lead. Our guys are going to hold this thing down. It's been really refreshing.
Don't go away, Padres fans. Because coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, it's Tuesday. That means Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres, and the Incorporator, week 2 for Jesse Agler, all coming up. We'll play some Take on Woods as well. Don't go away. San Diego's number one sports station. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.